But what if I believe in dangerous germs? Well, for instance, I really do want to be healthy, but I also believe that I might catch some things. And so whenever I visit people who are in the hospital, I hold my breath as I walk down the corridor to avoid germs.
You have very short visits, yes?
Yeah, well, I do have short visits. And I keep going to a window and trying to get some air. So if I believe that I can avoid the germs by holding my breath, then will that belief keep me from getting sick?
In your strange way, you are maintaining a vibrational balance. You want health. You believe that germs could make you sick. You believe that your behavior of avoiding the germs is preventing sickness, and so you achieve a balance that works for you. You are, however, going about it the hard way. If you were really listening to your guidance system, you would not enter an environment where you believe there are germs that could compromise your well-being. The dread you feel about going into the hospital is your indicator that you're about to take action before you have achieved vibrational alignment. You could just not go to the hospital, but then you would feel uncomfortable because you know your sick friend would enjoy a visit from you. So you find a way to visit your friend without feeling dread. And that's what we mean by finding vibrational alignment before you take the action of entering the hospital. In time, you can come to believe so much in your well-being, or your desire for well-being can become so vivid, that you could be in any environment and not feel a threat to your well-being. When you're in alignment with who you really are, and you're listening to your powerful guidance system, you would never enter an environment where your well-being could be threatened. Unfortunately, many people override their guidance system for the sake of pleasing others. Two people could enter the hospital as you've described it, one feeling no threat to well-being and the other feeling great threat. The first would not get sick. The second one would, not because of the germs that are present in the hospital, but because of the person's relationship to his own sense of well-being. We're not attempting to alter your beliefs because we don't see your beliefs as inappropriate. It is our desire to make you aware of your own emotional guidance system so that you can achieve the balance of vibration between your desires and your beliefs. Doing what you call the right thing means to do that which is in harmony with your intent and your current beliefs.
So there's nothing wrong with taking the coward's way out?
There are many who override their own guidance system by trying to please others. And there are many people who will call you selfish or cowardly when you have the audacity to please yourself rather than them. Often others will call you selfish because you're unwilling to yield to their own selfishness without even realizing the hypocrisy of their demand. Sometimes we are accused of teaching selfishness, and we admit that it's true. Because if you're not selfish enough to tend to your own vibration and hold yourself in alignment with your source, with who you really are, then you have nothing to give another anyway. When others call you selfish or cowardly, their own vibrations are clearly out of balance, and a modification of your behavior will not bring them into balance. The more you think and speak of your own physical well-being, the more entrenched your own vibrational patterns of wellness will be, and the more law of attraction will then surround you with things that enhance and support those beliefs. The more you tell your own story of well-being, the less vulnerable you will feel. And then not only will your point of attraction shift so that different situations will surround you, but you'll also feel different about the situations as they come.